From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey over the course of the next hour. The season finale edition of the Panthers Insider Show here. Of course, we'll be back with you in the fall, but the Panthers saw their season come to a close with that 2-0 Game 4 loss on the road to the Tampa Bay Lightning back on Monday. Tough end to what was a great season for a lot of reasons. The Panthers accomplished a ton from the team and individual sides of things over the course of the year. Of course, highlighted by the President's Trophy, the Panthers finished with the best record in the National Hockey League. So this team, a lot to be proud of. They saw their season end earlier than they would have liked, but there are some big building blocks that were laid this season. And of course, this Panthers team looks like it's going to be in the contending mix, the championship mix, for a number of years to come. Over the course of the hour here, coming up next segment, we will hear from Sam Reinhart. Jameson Olive and I had a chance to sit down and chat with the first-year Panther, just finished his first year as a Panther, I should say, and he had a great season in his first year in South Florida. We had a chance to chat with him back on Exit Day on Wednesday, so great to catch up with Sam Reinhart. We'll hear that conversation coming up next segment. Segment number three, Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, he's going to stop by. So we'll talk to him, we'll review the season, we'll talk about the playoffs, we'll talk all things Panthers coming up with Billy Lindsay in segment number three. Big thanks to all of you, of course, who tuned in over the course of the year, whether you listen right here to the Panthers Insider Show, you listen to our game broadcast, wherever you tuned in across Panthers territory, we thank you very much for tuning in all season long, and we can't wait to be back with you come the fall. And it's going to be a quick off season, of course. June already on the horizon here, so this summer's going to go by pretty quickly, and this Panthers team, I know there's going to be a lot of hunger in this group to get back on the ice and build on what they accomplished this season. We're going to hear from Panthers general manager Bill Zito here in just a moment. We'll hear some thoughts from Panthers interim head coach Andrew Brunette. We'll hear from Panthers captain Alexander Barkov as well here in just a moment as we cruise along in our opening segment here on the Panthers Insider Show. But a reminder, folks, time to rep the Shield. Join the territory. Become a member now. Territory memberships for next season, they are on sale. Special benefits include pre-sale access to the 2023 NHL All-Star Weekend, priority access to playoff tickets, and much more. Go to floridapanthers.com/members or call 954-835-PUCK to become a territory member today. And I mentioned the 2023 All-Star festivities. Panthers fans, not too early to start planning for the 2023 NHL All-Star Game. It's going to be here in South Florida. Come see some of the biggest stars across the league showcase their skills and enjoy some South Florida sun. Pre-sale access is available to territory members. For more information, go to floridapanthers.com/members. Well, the Panthers, again, they saw their season come to a close with that Game 4 loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning on the road. 2-0 was the final score in that game back on Monday night. Here is Panthers general manager Bill Zito on Exit Day back on Wednesday, beginning when he was asked what the next step is for this team that had such a great season overall. So Panthers general manager Bill Zito right there. Now Panthers interim head coach Andrew Brunett, when he was asked on exit day again back on Wednesday how the team feels following the season-ending loss against the Lightning back on Monday night. So Andrew Brunett right there. Here's Panthers captain Alexander Barkov when he was asked what the mood is right now after this team, again, accomplished quite a bit during the season. Alexander Barkov, Panthers captain right there. Another monster season for him. A Selke nomination. Again, one of those guys you just can't wait to see where things go for him because he's an all-world player and every year just plays such a dominant brand of hockey. Can't wait to see him and his teammates get back on the ice come the fall. So another big season for Alexander Barkov. Panthers accomplished a lot this year, and one Panther who accomplished a lot in his first year with the team. Sam Reinhart was over a point a game, and we're going to talk to him coming up next segment. Jameson Olive and I had a chance to chat with Sam Reinhart back on Wednesday on Exit Day. Later on in the program, Billy Lindsay's going to stop by. My broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network will recap the season that was with Billy coming up later on in the show. But next, we'll hear from Sam Reinhart. Folks, I'm Doug Plagans. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Hey, everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you as always, talking all things Florida Panthers over the course of the hour. Our season wrap-up edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Panthers had their exit day earlier in the week. You heard a lot of audio from exit day last segment. So wrapping things up here on this edition of the Panthers Insider Show, we will be back with you in the fall. So put that down on the calendar. Check FloridaPanthers.com for all the information as we get closer and closer to next season. And I know the sting of defeat still very much there, but this Panthers team just scratching the surface. They're going to be in the contending mix for a long time to come. This is going to be a very good hockey team that, again, is going to be right there in the championship mix in the years to come. So you won't want to miss any of the action. And, folks, you want to have the best Panthers gear. FLATeamShop.com for exclusive Panthers licensed merchandise, including one-of-a-kind game-use gear, hockey-inspired fashion apparel, and much more. Shop now, FLATeamShop.com. And, folks, it's time to rep the shield. Join the territory. territory. Become a member now. 2022-23 territory memberships for next season, they are on sale. Special benefits include pre-sale access to the 2023 NHL All-Star Weekend, priority access to playoff tickets, and much more. Go to floridapanthers.com/members or call 954-835-PUCK to become a territory member today. Well, I mentioned a few days back, it was back on Wednesday, Panthers held their exit day. We heard a lot of sound from that last segment. Jameson Olive and I had a chance to chat with a few of the Panthers. One of them, Sam Reinhart, coming off a breakout year in his first season with the Panthers. Let's get into the conversation that Jameson and I were able to have with Sam Reinhart back on Wednesday. All right, well, Sam, I know the end of the season is still fresh, but anything you think you'll be able to look back on that might really stand out from this season? You guys did accomplish a ton. Great group. I know you guys had a lot of fun being around each other. What's going to stand out?
Yeah, maybe in some time we'll be able to digest a little bit and reflect. I obviously sour taste right now. Ended a little quick and a little too soon to process almost and look back at the highs. But hopefully in time we'll be able to learn from it and move forward.
A couple guys on this team already kind of got a taste of this last year against the Lightning, but for yourself, this was all new for you in the playoffs. Just surprises and maybe things that you, like you said, lessons you can take once you look back on this later in the summer.
Yeah, I mean, I think every experience you go through, there's new things you can learn from and obviously, new for me going through it for the first time. So, like I said, maybe a little too soon to reflect on everything now, and kind of happened pretty quick. So, there's certainly going to be some things to learn from and hopefully change and get better as a team.
Now that you have been there, though, how quickly does that hunger take over? I mean, you look like a guy like Patrick Hornquist, and every year just the playoffs drive him every year. Now that you've gotten a taste, is that just going to fuel your offseason here quite a bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think you kind of learn no matter what you do in the season is Trump in the playoffs for whatever happens there. So, that's certainly the goal moving forward.
Well, you guys, this season, as far as yourselves are concerned and the fan base as well, you guys set the bar pretty high, and the expectations are pretty heightened. As an athlete, as a competitor, how much does that fuel you looking ahead to next year, knowing that you guys have set the bar pretty high for what you know you can achieve?
Yeah, absolutely. Just obviously pretty disappointing, having it end short and obviously abruptly. So, hopefully there's some things we can learn from and get better as a group.
Just personal note for yourself, though, the season you had coming here first time and you set career highs, goals, assists, points, everything. Just first year of a multi-year contract here with the Panthers, just individually, just how happy were you with the performance this season?
Season was great, yeah. I think in time we'll be able to reflect on that more. Unfortunately, like I said, the playoffs is kind of fresh and trumps any of those highs at the moment. So, I think over time, those highs will kind of come back into play and you can learn from those experiences as well. So, obviously the season overall, was a success and. Just at the end, you've got to be able to learn and get better.
And with the hockey calendar, obviously it's always a pretty long season. Off seasons are short. We're already coming up on June here pretty soon. What's the ramp up to next season look like for you?
I think take a few weeks here and regroup and refresh my program's not going to change at all. Most of the stuff is pretty individualized for me, from an off-ice standpoint, and even from an on-ice standpoint, most of it's pretty individualized. So I feel comfortable with it. I think as you kind of get closer to training camp, you start to get on with other guys more, and start getting that game situation stuff. Going again, but for the most part, it's all on my own and off the ice.
Well, a lot of what you do in the off season also has to do with just being able to take that time for yourself and maybe disconnect from things a little bit. You talked about taking some time to wind down. When you get away from the game in the off season, is there anything that you like to do, things that you look forward to every summer?
I think golf, tennis. I think with a couple weeks, to refresh the mind, it's, you're still kind of keeping the body active. That's what I'm doing at least. And you feel that much better kind of getting back into the training mode.
Last one for me. You got Florida on your hat right now. Sparky likes to do that too. There's a lot of Florida hat love here in South Florida. But yourself, first year in South Florida, just what was it like being here in the area, in the region? Just, a whole new place for you.
Yeah, I didn't know kind of what to expect. I think, the first thing would be you kind of think maybe I'm going to be a little distracted with the sun and so much more to do on off days. But it was just a blessing, really. it wasn't an issue at all being able to kind of stay focused throughout. And, it was nice to kind of be able to get away from the game on off days and be that much more fresh coming to the rink.
We always ask guys, you're headed now home to train Vancouver, all that stuff. Is there one guy in that locker room you're like, man, I can't wait to see that guy again come the season?
I mean, if anyone doesn't say Jumbo,
we've got that one.
I think his just personality is so infectious as I'm sure you guys see as well.
And I guess last thing, you mentioned golf, tennis. Is there a specific matchup that you look forward to in the summer on the golf course, on the tennis court? Somebody you like to go head-to-head against?
Both my brothers. My one brother, it's not much of a match, unfortunately, for me on the golf course, but they have still yet to beat me on the tennis court, so we'll stick to that.
Well, you have to keep us updated on that. I know we can't wait to see you soon. Thanks for everything.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Big thanks to Sam Reinhart for his time. Again, that conversation back on Wednesday. Jameson Olive and I had a chance to catch up with a number of the Panthers. Some good conversations back on Wednesday, and you'll be able to hear those on Territory Talk, the official Panthers podcast, floridapanthers.com/territorytalk, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. We'll be rolling those out over the course of the offseason, so you won't want to miss any of it. We had a chance to catch up with Gus Forsling, Anton Lundell. You heard our chat with Sam Reinhart right there. And what a year Sam Reinhart had. 78 games, 82 points, over a point a game on the season. His first year as a Panther, 33 goals. So a monster season offensively for Sam Reinhart. Certainly excited to have him in the fold moving ahead going into next season. So Sam Reinhart, great first year as a Panther. And I know Panthers fans really enjoyed watching him play each and every night. Not too early to start planning for the 2023 NHL All-Star Game in South Florida. Come see some of the biggest stars across the league showcase their skills and enjoy some South Florida sun. Presale access is available to Territory members. Go to floridapanthers.com/members for more information. Well, coming up next segment, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, he's going to stop by. We'll recap the season that was. We'll talk about all the bright spots from this group as we move along toward next season. I know we're all excited to see what lies ahead for this Panthers group. They're coming off a President's Trophy winning season, the first such season in franchise history. They got into that second round matchup against Tampa Bay, and sure, it was a 4-game series, but a series that truly could have gone either way. A few bounces here and there made all the difference in that one. The cross-state rivals met in the playoffs once again. An entertaining series, but it was the Tampa Bay Lightning again who took that series. But the Panthers will have other things to say about that going into next season. Again, this is a team that's going to be in the mix as far as championship contention goes for a number of years to come. And to join us and talk about it next segment, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay's going to stop by next. This is the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Hey, everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show, the season wrap-up edition of the program. So we thank all of you who've been on board with us all season long. Today, we recap a series and a playoff run for the Panthers and a very good regular season, of course, and we look ahead to what lies ahead for this Panthers team. Tons of potential with this group. So again, we continue to look forward. This is a team that's going to be in the contending mix for a number of years to come. And as we get closer to next season, it's going to be a short off season.
It's already almost June. We'll have the draft coming up in early July, of course, and then we'll keep you updated on free agency and training camps and development camps and everything like that as we get closer to next season. FloridaPanthers.com is your place to go, and FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com is always your place to go for your ticket information as well. As the new season approaches, you also have the schedule release down the road, so lots to tune in for over at FloridaPanthers.com, and we'll have you covered every step of the way. Joining me today on the Panthers Insider Show, longtime friend of the program, my longtime friend, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, stopping by. Billy, thanks very much for being here today. And this was truly a series against the Tampa Bay Lightning that that could have gone either way. We could still be playing in the series. The Panthers could already have it wrapped up. Just a few bounces here and there that truly made the difference.
Yeah, it's disappointing. Four-game sweep, but you look back at that Tampa Bay series and it was a lot closer than the sweep says, mm-hmm. if you want to look back at it. And that game number two, the Panthers had all the momentum. The last 3 seconds, they're able to get that goal by Ross Colton. That changes really kind of the whole series in just a matter of seconds. But if the Panthers get that game, go into overtime, good chance, I believe, that they win that game. But if they get into that and the bounces and the way that Tampa Bay was able to block shots, the goaltending of Andrei Vasilevsky and the pedigree of being back-to-back Stanley Cup champions, there was a belief on the other side that they were going to find a way to win somehow. And game number four to me was really indicative. The Panthers finally got to their game. They looked really good, skating, pushing the tempo. This was the team that we got accustomed to. And all of a sudden, after not being shut out the whole regular season, and not even in the playoffs, they play one of their best games of the playoffs, and it ends up in a shutout. It shows you how phenomenal Vasilevsky was. He was dialed in. He's a difference. If you look around the playoffs, you look at Connor McDavid, what he's doing, Draisaitl, the groups. But Andrei Vasilevsky's on that level as far as a guy that can turn a series around. He's a superstar in net. And the last 3 years, we're witnessing maybe one of the greatest goaltending stretches of goaltending in NHL history, what he's been able to put together the last 3 years. And when the games matter most, the last seven clinching games, when they've had a chance, Tampa Bay, to clinch games, Andrei Vasilevsky in the last seven series has allowed one goal and six shutouts. The save percentage was .995. It's almost perfect. It's unfathomable. So you got to give credit where credit's due. This Panther team, phenomenal. It was incredible what they did, but it's a progress, but it's right there. So you got to be able to, you're knocking on the door, and I know Panther fans, you get lost in the moment, but you got to look what Tampa went through, being swept by Columbus in that first round. And it takes, you look what Ovechkin went through in Washington, years and years of losing to Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh. Finally, the Capitals were able to beat the Penguins, get over the hump and win a Stanley Cup. You learn a lot by failure. People don't want to hear that, but you fail a lot in life, but that's what leads to success. If you're able to accept that failure and move on, that's what leads to success. And this group is going to be knocking on that door for the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, no question about that. Bill Lindsay, our guest here on the Panthers Insider Show, breaking down the season that was, the series that was, looking ahead, because there is a ton of reason for optimism with this Panthers group, coming off winning the President's Trophy, of course. And well, Billy, I guess we'll start right there. I think you look at, you mentioned Tampa Bay, it took them a while to get over the hump, but their window was open for, was and has been open for a very long time. Washington, the same thing. I mentioned it on Territory Talk this week. You look at teams like the Bruins and the Penguins, granted they won cups a long time ago, but they've been in their window, their competing window, for going on about a decade now. So when you have a really solid group like the group that the Panthers have, you can stay in the mix and you can stay relevant for a really long time. And I think that's the thing that maybe is tough for us to wrap our heads around, because the season did just end and everything is still fresh and defeat still stings. But at the same time, as you pointed to, this team is going to be in the mix for a long time.
Yeah, and it goes back, and what's, I guess, because the Panther fan is jaded because of the years of losing and what's happened, and they get frustrated quickly with stuff that happened. You look at Pittsburgh and 16 straight years that they've been in the playoffs with that group of Letang, Crosby, Malkin together, and this Panther team, now you're situated where to get in the playoffs in the past, that was a big stepping stone just to get in the playoffs. Mm. All of a sudden now you've got a team that's gone to the playoffs in back-to-back seasons, a really good first round last year against Tampa Bay. They get by Washington, lose to Tampa Bay again, but it's going to be now you got a team. You're going to be in the playoffs again next year. And the year after that, you're going to have the same sort of scenarios that Pittsburgh and Washington and Tampa Bay and some of these top teams in the Eastern Conference. You're going to be a perennial playoff team. Mm-hmm. So how good is that for a Panther fan going into a season knowing that unless something really breaks down and goes awful, you're going to be in the playoffs again. You're going to get another chance at that. And the more chances you get at it, the more chance that you're finally going to have to be able to get through there and win a Stanley Cup. It is the hardest trophy in sports to win. We just look at this last series and you talked about it, one bounce here, one bounce there. It's a totally different complexion. You might end up winning a Stanley Cup. It's that close. Even the Toronto Maple Leafs are probably sitting back there wondering if we got in a save or we didn't take a couple of penalties in game six. We're in the second round, maybe going to the third round. The margin of error in the playoffs is so slim. So the more cracks you get at it, the more opportunities you get to get in the playoffs with a really good team, your chances just go up exponentially every single season. And that's what this team is set up for to continue to do. So if I'm a Panther fan and I look back at the 20 so years or before of what's happened with this franchise, you're just sitting there just kind of hoping, man, what it would be like just to get in the playoffs. Well, now every year you're gonna be there, be in the playoffs. So that's exciting to me because we've waited a long time for this to happen, to be in the playoffs year in, out, and just continue to grow like this. And it's all to me. That's the most exciting part. Still, he won the President's Trophy. This was a really good year to build on, and you try and do the same thing next year. You try and replicate it. Only thing you want to do different is maybe get a bounce or two in the playoffs.
Yeah, this team accomplished so much, and again, they really turned a corner once again. And they're going to be a couple of new banners inside FLA Live Arena when the new season begins. So it'll be nice to see some ways to remember what was such an entertaining team this season. Bill Lindsay, our guest here on the Panthers Insider Show, and again, one of those items that maybe is a little bit tough to recap because everything is still very fresh. The season ended less than a week ago, but this team for a long time had it sort of hanging over it that they needed to get out of the first round. Well, they got out of the first round. They won a playoff series, and as you look ahead now going into the seasons that will come, how much can that experience benefit this team having gone through a Washington series that that was a series that had the ebbs and the flows and it had the ups and the downs and they had to battle through some adversity and Washington played them tough. So it was a six game series, but I think one that really gave this team a lot of important bits of experience and lessons that they'll be able to use for a long time.
The more you get there, the more that you're going to learn in the playoffs. It's something that you feel that enthusiasm. Now, you know, the different level that it takes because you look at the regular season and going through that and the success you have, but to win the Stanley Cup and change, everyone looks around at Tampa Bay in the regular season, what was happening with Tampa Bay this year, and was wondering, why are they in third place? Are they good? Or what? Once they get in the playoffs, what's going to happen? But you can see what Tampa Bay is doing in the playoffs. There's no way you could play 82 games like that. If you want to be on a stretcher, be in the hospital, you'd have to use your whole minor league club. And I think that's maybe the lesson for the Panthers as you go down and you look and kind of divulge into that Tampa Bay series and look at the price that they paid on the other side as the ice bags that had to be going around in that locker room. Everyone's getting stitched up. The goaltending is on another level. They were willing to do anything in their power to win. And the Panthers had some success, but they've got to be able to realize that in their own mind level. When you look, it goes back to even Wayne Gretzky when he played the Islanders in the finals and they didn't win for the first time. And he walked by the Islanders locker room and he said the music wasn't pumping and they were just in there with all the ice bags on their arm. And he said that wasn't the case in our locker room. And he said, that's when he realized that you maybe have to get to a different level of compete once you get into the playoffs, if you want to advance round by round, and there's no better example of that than Tampa Bay this year. So that this Panther group, it's a valuable learning experience, and these guys are going to get, they're going to be better for it. And once you get in there again, it's about doing those little things and paying that little bit extra price to get over the hump.
All comes with experience. Bill Lindsay, our guest here on the Panthers Insider Show, and maybe worth mentioning, maybe it didn't get talked about enough, Billy. I know we tried to mention on our broadcast as much as possible there in the first two rounds of the playoffs, but Sergei Bobrovsky was outstanding and gave the Panthers a chance to win every single night. And overall, just had a great year, but especially in the playoffs. What can you say about the way he was locked in really through the Washington and the Tampa Bay series? Like I said, he kept the games close and gave the Panthers a chance to win each night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 39 wins, I believe, during the regular yep. season was for Bobrovsky. And he made key saves at the key times all course of the regular season. Then the playoffs. And then the question mark is in goaltending. What are you going to get? But Sergei Bobrovsky was the least of the problems. And that's really good. After a couple of tough seasons, the first couple of years, it seems like Bobrovsky's dialed in, ready to go. Now you have an elite goaltender back there that's able to win games. And that's important, too, because of the price tag of what you're paying them. You want, if you're going to pay a guy that much money, you want elite goaltending, and when you get in the playoffs, you don't want to have any questions. Plus, the growth of Spencer Knight is still coming behind them. Spencer Knight's going to continue to get better. So the 1-2 punch in net is going to be off the charts with this Panther group. But Spencer Knight and his ceiling's only yeah. going to grow higher and higher. And now you got Bobrovsky that's looking like a two-time Vezina Trophy winner. And Bobrovsky's going to get a little bit older as we – throughout this, you're going to rely on Spencer Knight a little bit more during the course of the regular season. So the goaltending tandem is set up to be in great shape. But Bobrovsky, to me, this year was focused mentally, everything between the years. That's the biggest thing for a goaltender is you never have to doubt. His work ethic's always there. His talent is always there. It just seemed like first couple of years mentally, it was starting to get to him. He was able to push that, all the distractions aside this year. And when it mattered most, he was rock solid.
Bill Lindsay, our guest here on the Panthers Insider Show this morning. And of course, you had big seasons again from the household names. Barkov's in the Selke mix again. Huberto was flirting with that Hart Trophy mix for a while and was in the race for the scoring title over the course of the year. If Aaron Ekblad hadn't been injured, he would have been in the race for the Norris Trophy. So there were a lot of different players that inserted themselves into the awards mix over the course of the year, guys that had big seasons. But Billy, looking up and down the lineup, a guy that, had he not missed a little bit of time due to injury, might have been in the race for Rookie of the Year was Anton Lundell. And I think now that we're kind of looking back on the season that was and looking ahead at what is to come, Anton Lundell only has one season in the NHL under his belt, but he looked very comfortable going through that one season. No doubt he learned a lot during the playoffs as well, his first run through the Stanley Cup playoffs. And he's a guy that looks like he's going to be a fixture for this Panthers team for a very long time. What impressed you the most about the way he was able to adapt to the NHL game so quickly?
Yeah, to come in and be better defensively than you are offensively, you just don't see that. It's rare. That's kind of like the Barkov when yep. he came in. You notice this guy, the defensive side of the puck's already taken care of. Usually the guys that you draft, especially in the first round, have all kinds of offensive talents. And they come in, the offense, they know, but you got to teach them the defensive side of the puck. Hey, you got to be here, chip it out, and you got to score. And then he was able to impact games without scoring. And that's probably the greatest compliment you could give a young kid. He was thrust into the main penalty-killing role right off the bat. That's going to be continued throughout. And then you need guys, young players on entry-level deals because of the contracts that are coming up with Barkov. You need some of these guys to come in and to play heavy minutes and be successful for you. So Lundell, his offense got better. That's where his improvement was on the offensive side of the puck. He started to score, becoming an impact offensively, and you can match him up against anyone. You can take some of the pressure off Barkov. And when you got a 1-2, if he develops on course, when you got a 1-2 punch like Barkov and Lundell down the middle, you're going to have the ability to shut down players in the playoffs. You look around the league, what's happening. You look the Oilers, what they did to Calgary, but the trouble they had in the first round with LA going to seven games. But big reason they had problems with LA was because of Andre Kopitar and Philip Deneau, two of the best 200-foot centermen in the game that were able to match up against those guys. But you need those guys to be able to match up in the playoffs and to play that. So both sides of the puck, his growth is going to continue for this Panther team. And to have two guys that can play 200-foot games like that down the middle that can produce offensively, that's a luxury that you're going to be able to rely on for a long, long time.
Bill Lindsay, our guest here on the Panthers Insider Show. You cover the league from a just a full league perspective with your work at the NHL Network, Billy. What's been your just overall feel of the playoffs? We've had a little bit of everything. We've had series that have had some high-scoring affairs when you look at the way that the Battle of Alberta shaped up. We've had defensive battles. It seems like a lot of the games that the Carolina Hurricanes have been involved with. So when you look at, and of course, some of the games we saw that the Panthers played during these playoffs, your thoughts on the playoffs overall, anything that's maybe surprised you, anything that's caught your eye?
The Rangers-Carolina series, if you want to focus on that series on the Eastern Conference, the goaltending Shesterkin, if you get Shesterkin, if the Rangers were to get by Carolina, you got Shesterkin against Vasilevsky. Oh my, you talk about being tough to score goals. That would be tough. Carolina's done a good job, but the Carolina, they've won all their home games and lost all their road games. That's 12. It's never happened in league history that they've gone, that a team has gone 12 games in the playoffs and won all their home games and lost all their road games. So that's just an unusual stat that sticks out. And that Carolina team seems much more confident at home when they can get the matchups with Jordan Staal at the top lines. And the Rangers, you watch them play, a lot of it is Igor Shesterkin, everyone thought about, but they got some Andrew Kopp and Vetrano from the Panthers and Tyler Mott, some additions at the trade deadline that have been able to help them out somewhat. But that Ranger team to me is still, once Carolina seems to, if they can just get a road win, maybe pack it away in six games, they seem to have a little bit more puck control, puck advantage in that series. And then if you, Tampa Bay is going to be in there, we saw them, so there's not much to elaborate there. Everyone knows what's going on with Tampa Bay. The question, I guess, is Braden Point, is he going to be healthy at some point to come back and help them in the playoff run? And then on the other side, was what McDavid and Draisaitl are doing with the Oilers is historic. I've watched McDavid play a couple of games along with Draisaitl, and it's like a video game.
Yeah,
with those two guys on the ice, and it's impossible to stop them. It's to McDavid to get to another level, to see the level that he's brought the Oilers. And everyone talks about the Oilers and McDavid and Draisaitl, but you got those guys playing out of their mind. But what's happening with the Oilers, which is scary, is that you got Zach Hyman that's playing incredibly well. Everyone talks about, if you went beyond Draisaitl, it is Draisaitl and McDavid, but there's more to that team now. There's Zach Hyman, there's Evander Kane, Darnell Nurse, Bouchard, the defenseman, Mike Smith, the goaltender at 40 years old, is the crowd and energy that he brings to that whole team has been something else. Puljujarvi's been good. Yamamoto, you go up and down their lineup, it's a deeper roster than everyone expected, maybe even 20, 30 games ago. Jay Woodcroft comes in there as the new coach. He's done an exceptional job. On the other side, it seems more freewheeling and skating. If you look at Colorado and Edmonton and their ability to just push the pace and fly at extraordinary levels of speed. And then if you get Carolina or the Rangers against Tampa Bay, it's about blocking shots and you know, defensive structure and just being in your face and clamping down defensively. So if the styles in the West and the styles in the East are pretty contrasting in what you see on, and that's why you're seeing a little bit more goals on the Western Conference side. And the better goaltending definitely lies in the Eastern Conference. So if you look up and down, Shesterkin and Ronta has played well, and Vasilevsky. Then if you get into a Stanley Cup final, I don't know what's gonna win out. Is it gonna be the speed and the torrid pace with all the offense, or is it gonna be the team that shuts you down with the good goaltending? And but it's been intriguing. But to me, the NHL playoffs, if you watch them and you wonder why Panthers missed out in second round, how hard that just look how hard that trophy is to win. Mm-hmm. With these teams and what look at the regular season Calgary had. Now they're dusted off in five games by Edmonton.
Yep.
And at one time, their fans were throwing jerseys on the ice. Yeah, in the middle of the season, they were so frustrated with that team. That's how bad it got in Edmonton at one point. And that's why Dave Tippett, the coach, ended up, you know, being out and bringing in a new coach there in Edmonton. So things can change in a hurry, but it's a hard trophy to win.
And you just, with Edmonton, it looks like a team. They were waiting for a lot of things to click for a while, and it seems like things have clicked, and they just look like a really confident team. And I feel like that's taken them to this direction as well. Just there's a confidence about the group that maybe wasn't there before, but they started winning and they started seeing what they're capable of, and Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl are on fire, and hey, the rest is history there. It seems like it's just a confident team right now.
As long as Mike Smith doesn't give up goals from Red Deer, which is halfway between Edmonton and Calgary, they're going to be okay. I don't see those dark blue jerseys that they wear and that puck going in the 132 feet. That goal was the official measurement on that Rasmus Anderson slap shot, but they still ended up winning that game. Shows to your point, Doug, it shows you that they've got a little bit more belief in themselves there, that they can give up a goal from 132 feet after blowing a 3-0 lead, and it ties 3-3, and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins got the game-winning goal. So there's something special cooking up there in Edmonton.
Bill Lindsay, our guest here on the Panthers Insider Show, getting up to the end of the segment here and the end of the show. But, Billy, want to say thanks again for another great season. I know we can't wait to get back at it already. It's going to be a pretty short off season because June is already almost here. But, again, it goes without saying, this Panthers team is going to be in the mix for a long time. We can't wait to see what the ceiling is for them. And I know you and I can't wait to get right back at it. So I got to say thank you again for another great season behind the mic. And opening night will be here before we know it.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to work with you. You do a phenomenal, great job. It's awesome. And to all the Panther fans out there, you guys know what you mean to me, and you guys know what you mean to this hockey club. Continue to stay behind us here. We've got something cooking. We're starting to go in the right direction. So thanks for everything on both sides, especially from you and calling the games. It's a joy of a lifetime to sit up there and call this team and to get in the playoffs. It's some of the most thrilling part that I've ever had from this organization. And one day we're going to lift that Stanley Cup over our head. And we're going to realize a dream come true. I firmly believe that. So we got to stick through this and see it through to the end.
I feel confident in it too, Billy. It's going to happen one day or another here. And I think the potential certainly there sooner rather than later for this group. But Billy Lindsay, thanks very much for stopping by as always. Thanks for being a friend of the show all season long. And again, we'll see you very soon.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Doug. You do a great job and always a pleasure to be on.
Thank you very much. Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, another season in the books. And I know we've got another exciting season in store for you coming up in just a few months. Hard to believe it's already almost June. We're going to be ramping up for the season again before too long here. And over the course of the offseason, FloridaPanthers.com is where to go for all your info on the draft, free agency, development camp, training camp, the preseason when that comes along. Lots to get to. FloridaPanthers.com has all your information as we get closer to opening night for the 22-23 season. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in with us all season long right here on the Panthers Insider Show. I'm Doug Plagans. Thanks again to Billy Lindsay for stopping by this segment. Thanks again. Last segment, we had Sam Reinhart of the Panthers. That chat Jameson Olive and I had with him a few days back. So the Panthers already gearing up for next season. That hunger certainly there, that confidence certainly there. I know we can't wait to have you there for the new season when we get going in the fall. Folks, again, I'm Doug Plagans. Thanks for being with us today and all season long on the Panthers Insider Show. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB. And all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.